I think there are times in all of our lives when all of us are afraid. When we're anxious or scared. Yes, some of us fear heights. Some fear elevators. Many fear driving or flying or the freeways. I think it's safe to say that we all fear disease and pain. There are also times in our lives when we fear loneliness and abandonment. In short, we humans fear anything we can't control. We stop and think about it, fear isn't a bad thing. For fear makes us protective. It warns us of danger. It can even preserve our life. Fear gives us the illusion of control, a sense of control, a sense that we know our destiny. When Jesus sent out the 12 disciples to preach the good news, he knew they had fears. For the apostles would face hardships and difficulties. They would face rejection. They would face persecution. And even death. And all of them died except for John for preaching the good news. So Jesus tells him, do not be afraid. Fear no one. There are those who can kill your body, but they cannot take your soul. Yes, Jesus is trying to give the apostles courage. He's trying to move them beyond fear. For fear creates suspicion. It creates distance. Fear creates defensiveness and insecurity. However, the opposite of fear is trust. And trust leads to closeness, to intimacy, to safety. Trust demands that we have faith. And faith is the courage to believe. The courage to believe in God. Can you not buy two sparrows for a penny? Jesus tells us. And yet, not one sparrow falls to the ground without God knowing. Do not be afraid, he says, for you are worth more than many sparrows. If God is concerned about sparrows, God is concerned about us. We who are called children of God. So there's no guarantee that nothing bad will ever happen to us, that we don't suffer. Think of the five people on that submarine this past week. However, we believe that if we die, God will take care of us. And so faith is not the comforting illusion that all is well. Rather, it's the knowledge that all of life is full of risk, full of insecurity and danger. And yet, we must embrace it. And this is the essence of our faith. No control is an illusion. And there are no guarantees in life. No matter how hard we try to prevent them, accidents will happen. Again, think of the five people in the submarine. Many of us will suffer, and all of us at one point will die. Think here of cancer, heart attacks, dementia, and the earthquakes that plague Southern California. But like all the sparrows that fall to the ground and die each and every day, our challenge is to live our lives the best way we know how, and in doing this, to become everything that God wants to be. In other words, develop and use our talents to serve others and make our world a better place. And here, the Bishop Ossos Romero is a great example. Romero was conservative and made Archbishop of San Salvador in the year 1977. But he soon changed his mind when he saw what was happening. Each and every Sunday, he preached at his cathedral. His homilies were so electric that everything in the country halted. They halted when he spoke from the altar. And in his homilies, Romero made public unspeakable crimes, all the unspeakable crimes being committed by government agents. As one might imagine, Romero was under constant threat of death. All of his closest and best friends were murdered. But Oscar Romero refused to be silenced or go into exile. In fact, he said, in the face of danger, a shepherd can never leave his sheep. He must stay with them. And so, I must stay with my people. Archbishop Oscar Romero was shot to death in March in the year 1980 at the altar while he was saying Mass. And according to him, what he did not take courage. It was simply understanding how his enemies used fear. And if he refused to be afraid of them, they would have no power. No power over him. Nowadays, with the advent of security cameras, videotapes, and computers, all of us, in one way or another, are being watched. We are being recorded. You watch by an eye, hoping to catch us doing wrong. No, the feeling that someone is watching us is not pleasant. But the knowledge that someone is watching over us is lovely. God is not watching us, but watching over us. And this faith, this belief that God is there, should give us comfort, should give us strength and hope, especially in times of trouble, in times of danger, and in despair. In the end, only God can allay our deepest fears. Only God can give us courage. Do not be afraid. As a child of God, you are worth more than many sparrows. Yes, there are those who kill the body, but they can never take your soul.